Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today, I would like to talk to you about prosperity, and I'm going to be doing a series on prosperity, and we're going to have many wonderful the leaders of prosperity interviewed here. We'll have John Randolph Price. We'll have Edwin Gaines. We'll have Terry Cole Whitaker. We'll have Bijan. All of these are major authors in the prosperity movement. In fact, Edwin's purpose is to transform people's experience of prosperity for all life. For all life, everywhere, forever. And my definition of prosperity is freedom. Victory in all ways. And what I mean by freedom is we all use our time for activities that matter to us, that make us smile, that are the most joyous things we can think of doing, that are an expression of our gifts and talents and abilities. In other words, giving back to God what being who we are for God. Being what we were intended to be divinely, and being absolutely free. And what absolutely free means to me, I never worry about money. That I put out my hand for whatever I desire, whatever is needed, whatever is required, whatever I want to give. And that is already there. You know, I had a prosperity teacher, a master of manifestation that I worked with for 8 years in the 80s. And she said, if you want to be truly wealthy, give away something every day. And she also said it is very, very, very important to give in a way that is of service. If we give in a way that sees someone as needy, as less than us, as poor and pitiful, and we give something to them, we're giving them our belief in their lack of ability. We're giving out of a belief that they are less than God I am, that beats each of our hearts. And it's very important to see the Christ in that person, to know that that person is temporarily not seeing their power. It's very important that you see the person's power as you give to them, and that you see them. One time on the street, I saw a woman holding her newborn baby, crying. She had no place to live. She had no food, and she had a baby. And I just happened to have this little booklet with me called It Works. And I gave it to her, and it's a very good handbook on manifestation. It's just called It Works. It's a little pamphlet about 12 pages, and it is a jewel of light. So I gave that to her. I gave her $5, and I said, this is for your new dream home. And I visualized her having freedom and being happy and maybe passing out copies of that book because she was so happy in her new home. She was so happy. So it's important that we think prosperity thoughts for everyone. It's important that we hold everyone in the highest light as the Christ, as being victorious over the apparency of the moment. it is very important to us to hold to what we are choosing. Now, Edwin, in her bestseller, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, it's called A Simple Guide to Unlimited Abundance. And Edwin's definition of prosperity is health, wealth, love, happiness, doing what you came to do, and having more money all the time than you could possibly spend. I have found for me that it got kind of exhausting doing all of these things of looking for ways to spend. And my master of manifestation teacher told me and a group of people in the 80s that we would have so much in the future practicing these principles that we would be looking for creative ways to give things away. I have truly come to that point. I am looking for creative ways to give things away. Okay, so Edwin talks about forgiveness, daily forgiveness, in her book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. I really recommend it, and it also has a reading list in it that I really recommend. There's also a book called Visioning, which is out of print, and it is about the Master of Manifestation teacher that I worked with for 8 years. It's by Strange to Jim. So Edwin talks about doing daily forgiveness, and the purpose of forgiveness. And I don't mean forgiveness that ends in "I forgive that bastard." That's probably a no pass. I'm talking about real, true forgiveness that is described in the Course in Miracles. And the Course in Miracles definition of forgiveness is: forgiveness means the thing you think your brother did to you has never occurred. The thing you think your brother did to you did not occur. And that is such power, because it means you are changing the past. It also means that you are the creator created. You are one with the Godhead. You stepped into this reality. This is a school of mastery. Earth is a school of mastery, and the purpose is to see the results of your thoughts and feelings. And it's like painting a canvas, you know? If we got too much yellow over here, we can repaint. But we've gotten caught on Earth in thinking that the appearance is real and that it can't change. And the appearance is just like a river. It's just running through. It's just running through. There's always plenty of everything. And if you stop and say, "Oh, what's wrong? I have all this yellow in my picture. And he did this and he did that and it didn't turn out because of this." What you have done is make a log jam. A log jam. Those unforgiven things are like logs in the water that dam up the flow of your prosperity, that dam up the flow of your abundance. And if you look closely at those logs that are floating in the water, they're really shit. They're really turds. And, you know, if you think about being happy in the present, you know, people wonder why they keep having the same relationship over and over. And if you haven't done your forgiveness, and let's just say you get married again. You get married again, and you left that SOB, and he did this, and he did this, and he did this, that wrecked your life. And you haven't forgiven him and said, "He didn't do anything. You know, that was the best I could accept at the time. That was the thing I believed that I deserved. That was my acceptance level. That was my belief about men. I got exactly what I believed to to be true because I am here to see the results of my creations, my thoughts, my words, my actions, my feelings. I am here to see the result of that and transform it. You are here to be a transformer. That is why you are listening now, because the violet transmuting flame that has been given by Saint Germain is the greatest transformative, transmuting, transfiguring, healing power in the world that has ever been here. So you are here to transmute these things. You're not here to grieve and cry over your painting and the way it looks. You're here to transform this. I want to go back to forgiveness. Say if you have been in a very unhappy relationship and now you say, oh, this person is going to be completely different. I'm going to marry him. If you haven't done your forgiveness, if it isn't complete with the first marriage, it is very much as if you're in this beautiful church. Everyone has come to hear your vows. You're so in love with this person. You have a beautiful dress on. And you start to walk down the aisle. And there's flower girls throwing rose petals in front of you. So you have a path of rose petals. And you have this beautiful train. And then, dragging behind you are a whole bunch of turds on a string because you haven't done the forgiveness with the first spouse. Therefore, you will re-manifest your beliefs about husbands as long as you don't do the forgiveness. See, forgiveness is your best self-defense. Forgiveness means you won't re-manifest what you had before. It means you are free to manifest and create something completely different, something head and shoulders above what you were creating before. Head and shoulders. And so, my darling, everything that I do, every person that I have on, is to support you in having your dreams come true. So being prosperous is very, 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 very important. When I was working with Lisa de Longchamp in the 80s on Mastery of Manifestation, she said, you always need to go to the next step of what you would do after you have the house, after you have the perfect relationship, after you have all your bills paid, after you have everything you've been working on, then what would you do? And in a small way, you can look at, say, if you're manifesting a beautiful home. Even if you don't have the money for the home, even if you don't see how it's going to come about, plan your housewarming. Plan a party. Get the invitations. Make a guest list. Set a date. Buy candles. Think about the menu. And see yourself having that party in that wonderful house. See yourself having plenty of money for that wonderful house. See yourself being easily able to manifest and maintain that wonderful house, if that is what you want. Now, in a larger way, I looked at what would I do after I had all the money I could spend, after I lived in exactly the place I wanted to live, after I had the relationship I really wanted to have, after all those things, after I lost the 10 pounds, and, you know, Werner used to say this thing, I'll share myself when I get it together. And I realized I did not have it together. I hadn't lost the 10 pounds. All of those things. I didn't have money. And this is all in the 80s when she was saying, you will get to a place where you have so much money and so much good, you are looking for ways to give it away. And I looked at what I would do after all those things were taken care of. And you know what I found? I found that I would just give. I found that I would do presents. I found that I would want to spend my time in a way that was celebratory. I would like to give people flowers. I would like to do little surprises for people. I would like to be a miracle for people. And, you know, I have done that. I have just made bouquets and gone downtown and looked for places to give them, where the people would be really delighted and thrilled, where they didn't know me, where they weren't expecting anything, where I could just remind them that they are loved. And it didn't matter that it was a personal thing. Most of these people I never see again. And it's just for the love of being able to work with the flowers and feel someone's heart smile. So I have busied myself with doing the things I would do after I got it together. That is really prosperity. I have busied myself with doing the things I would do after I got it together. In other words, having fun. Having fun. Now, one of the prosperity principles that I find is being willing to give up my plan to have something that's even better. Now, see, what has happened with me in the past is I've thought, like, for instance, today my plan was to have Edwin Gaines on. That did not work out. And she will be on in an upcoming show. And I was shown that today it's my day to talk about prosperity, just my day to talk about prosperity. And I want you to have these things so much. I want you to have real freedom. I want you to feel like you have a choice about everything. I never want anybody to make a choice based on, will I get paid for this, but what is the most joyful thing I could possibly think of doing now and doing that? Imagine the world where everyone would continue to do that no matter what, and no matter whether anybody paid them. Imagine what would happen in the world. Imagine that. Imagine if you be a miracle for someone every day. Be a miracle. That's not waiting for a miracle. Maybe a miracle will happen. That's causing miracles. You could be a big miracle or a little miracle for someone. You know, my dad was the equivalent of a millionaire. And he had properties, and they were all paid for. And money in the bank, lots of money in the bank. And he didn't spend any of it. It's not true he didn't spend any of it. He did spend a lot of it on other people. He always had hundreds in his pocket. He would take you out to dinner, treat you to anything you wanted at the drop of a hat, and He didn't really spend money on himself. I asked him what he would do. He was always playing the lotto, and I asked him, Dad, what would you do if you won the lotto? What's the first thing you would do? And you know what he said? He said, I would get someone to wash my sheets every day and hang them out in the sun so they smelled like sunshine, and I would have those sheets fresh every day. And I said, Dad, you could do that now. You could do that now. But he never would do that. And he left all of that money and property to me. And I would have given anything to see him spend that and have a good time. I didn't want it. I wanted him to live. So if you have a whole bunch of money in the bank and all kinds of security, remember that maximum security is a prison cell. That's what maximum security is. Life is an adventure, bold and strong and wonderful. You know, I have a friend, and she told me one time, when I was a little girl, I'd get up in the morning and I'd go outside, still in my jammies, and I'd look around and I would think, anything could happen today. Anything could happen. And see, there's the first principle of prosperity again. Give up your plan on a moment-to-moment basis because something even better is being offered to you. See, if we meditate and choose to bond and live with and communicate with the source of all good, the divine mind that is unlimited in every way, we will be guided what to do. We will be guided because we are asking for that. We are asking for divine guidance. We are asking to spread the most love and light possible. See, if you want to be really rich, look at everything you have and say, how can I spread the most love and light with this? How can I give the most possible love? What would bring the most happiness with this? And let me give you an example. Some people are holding on to coin collections that they never even look at anymore. They're dust collectors. They don't think about them. They're done collecting coins. They're collected. You know, they're just there. Never look at them. Never share them with anybody, never show them to anybody. They just have them. And some of those things that are collecting dust, you could give to a child and make them absolutely rich. And that would be spreading the most love and light with it. And I'm not talking about giving to someone with strings attached. If you give to someone with strings attached, in other words, I will give you this if you do this for me, it is trading. It is not given from a heart full of love. It does not contain at least a tenfold return. It's a trade. And we all need to give. That is what, in the Course in Miracles it says, your only need, you are love, and your only need is to extend it, to give love, to share love, without any expectations. And if you do that, love cannot be kept from you. It makes you an invincible magnet for love, and you cannot do what you do in order to get something. First of all, that's not freedom. That's a belief in lack and limitation. It is important for you to know who you are, to do what you came to do, and to give the greatest possible love and light that you can give with your life. That is true prosperity. That is what you do after you get it together. And my recommendation is to just start. You know, I love this story. I hope you've heard it, but I want to tell it again. About a guy who wanted to be a clown. But he didn't want to be in the circus because he didn't want to travel. He didn't want to be away from his family. And he wanted to be a clown, and no one would pay him for being a clown. So he just started getting dressed up and being a clown on the street corner. He started getting dressed up and going to places where there were children and clowning around. And if you do what is the very most fun, what is the very most joyful, what is the very most uplifting to you, and it makes you happy, if you can't stop smiling, you will be on purpose and being what God intended you to be. Now, I want to tell you about something I have done that I really recommend. Make a success covenant with God. And do it in writing. Dear God, this is exactly what I want. This is the way I choose to live. I choose to always have plenty of money. I choose to be completely financially free. That means there is nothing that, it can be whatever it is for you, but there is nothing that I cannot pay within 30 days. You know, if I charge something, I can pay it within 30 days. That is current to me. That is current, and that is financial freedom. It is also being able to be, do, and have what I want and choose to have, spending my time in the most joyful way I can imagine, giving my best gifts, and multiplying that good. You know, I've really meditated on that story in the Bible where Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes. And to me, it, sort of in my personal life, that is looking at everything that I have in my life and saying, this belongs to you, beloved God I am. All that I have is yours. How can I spread the most love and light with this thing, with this thing, with this thing, with this thing, with this situation? How can I spread the most love and light? See, if all of us are in the business of being a miracle for all life around us, spreading the most love and light possible, this that goes out in concentric circles. It's like you put a little pebble in a pond. Put a pebble of light in the pond, in our holographic consciousness. And then that goes out and out. And everyone, have you ever noticed this? Someone is a miracle to you and gives you some wonderful gift. And the first thing that I notice when someone does that for me is that I feel more able to give more good. There we have it. It's the loaves and the fishes. You multiply the good that is given into your hands in use by asking, how can I spread the most love and light with this? Now, say you have these dusty coin collections that don't make you smile, that you don't care about anymore, and you give them away. Or, you know, you could also sell them. You could do something that puts them back into circulation so they're part of the river of abundance. And to me, my definition of prosperity is that every idea that I have, from the very idea in my mind to every activity that brings it into manifestation, is a joy and a delight and prospers everyone it touches. So it's a cup overflowing of abundance. Everyone that participates in the manifestation of this idea is blessed immeasurably. So it's ever-expanding good. There's a decree I do that I want to share with you about money that I would recommend that you use. And it's so important that you bless the money that comes into your hands and use. That you bless it and that you ask that it be sent forth to produce good and beauty and harmony and joy. And I especially do this if I give money to the government or something. Not voluntarily, but because I have to. I'm working on that also, but this is a very good decree to do for multiplying your money. And here it is. With all money I give, I command it go forth as an immortal being of the inner essence of all activities of the sacred fire, of sacred fire love and purity, producing joy, love, happiness, beauty, prosperity, fun, freedom, and the perfection of the divine plan's fulfillment, invincibly expanding and eternally sustained by the power of the great, great silence. And with every dollar I send out, I am receiving 1,000 more to take its place, and I do give thanks. And I always say, in the name of the ascended Jesus Christ, this is so. I recommend that you do that also. I'm going to talk about the violet transmuting flame some more, because it is one of the greatest assistance with forgiveness that we can have. And we want to manifest more perfection. We all want to manifest more perfection. And we want to have our words, our thoughts, our feelings come forth and produce perfection. So I would recommend that you study the violet flame. Look up the violet flame, the violet transmuting flame on the internet, and you'll find a lot of things. One of the books that I recommend is Violet Flame to Heal Body, Mind, and Spirit by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And here is a decree that I do. Through the presence that I am, everything I touch and become aware of is charged with the violet transmuting flame and transmutes itself into an asset for the benefit, happiness, and upliftment of all life everywhere forever. And so it is. Now, in doing that, you can be a miracle for billions of people. It is most important that you can expand the goodness that you are given the light and the ability to do. The goodness that comes into your hands, the light that you are given, it is so important to expand that. Multiply the loaves and the fishes, and the way you do that is by giving this away. That is what I would ask you to do. Give it away, be a miracle, and see how it feels to be a miracle for someone. Not so they'll love you, not so they'll give to you, but so that you are being of good. That is why so many people are depressed, because our natural impetus, our natural inclination, and what we came to do is to be a cosmic sun presence of ever-expanding good and light and abundance and joy and freedom.
Are you there?
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad in Berlin, Germany, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
bbsradio.com.
So here we are back. And what I forget where I was, but I want to give you another decree. And you can put this in your purse, your wallet. You can put it on your altar with some money you wish to multiply. But here it is. I am divine love blessing and multiplying every dollar and every good thing that passes through my hands and experience for every good purpose a thousandfold, and I do give thanks. Oh, here it is, and here's the other one. Through the presence that I am, everything I touch and become aware of is charged with the violet transmuting flame and transmutes itself into an asset for the benefit, happiness, and upliftment of all life everywhere forever. And so it is. Here's a decree from Edwin Gaines that she gives out in her Millionaire Mind class. I keep my commitment to be all I came to be every moment, every day, in everything and every way. And one thing I like to say is I am a cosmic sun presence of ever-expanding good for all life everywhere forever. I want to go back to the violet transmuting flame. It's very important that we constantly use the violet transmuting flame because we have made so many mistakes, even in the way we've expressed ourselves today, probably. We've had so many thoughts that don't serve us. So it is very important to call forth the violet transmuting flame daily. And to see, the violet transmuting flame is from Saint Germain. It was brought here to this planet to set us all free from everything that has caused distress to life. Everything. Saint Germain made it his mission to expand the consciousness of the violet transmuting flame, to get people using it, to command it, to bring it forth in all conditions on Earth, so that everyone could be free from everything that causes suffering. Now, so many of the things we've done have been unconscious that are a participation in suffering. And I'll give you an example. I noticed that what I used to think, although I don't eat meat, I used to think that since people were eating tons and tons and tons of meat, it was okay to take the byproduct, which was leather, and, you know, have it for shoes and purses and belts and that stuff. And As I have become more and more and more awakened, I have noticed that that was just something that I was using to make that okay for me to participate in any animal, any person, anything suffering. See, I don't want to suffer myself. I want to be happy. And so I started noticing that if, for instance, a person wears leather shoes, there are all of these like portals in the feet, meridian points, that correspond and are connected to every organ in the body, every cell, every organ in the body. And you can tell this just because if your feet hurt, everything in your body hurts. You ever notice that? So I was noticing that how much we have numbed ourselves, how much we have closed ourselves down. And I was thinking, okay, now I would not buy any more new leather things. Terry Cole Whitaker told me she bought a new Lexus and she tore out all of the leather seats and put fabric in. And I said, well, Terry, that didn't do the cows any good. We got to start earlier than that. We got to tell Lexus, I would like velvet seat covers. You know, cotton, organic cotton velvet seat covers is what I would really like, purple. You know, instead of buying the leather in any way. Now, I have been thinking about this, and it really corresponds to the prosperity teaching, because if we want to be truly prosperous, we want to be truly happy. So if we're using cosmetics, if we're that where they test on animals, if we're agreeing to that in any way, we're helping suffering continue on this planet. And it is time that we give freedom to all life. I have this little banner from Sharon Callahan. It says, may all beings be free. And that is all beings. May all beings be free. May we give freedom to every living being, and we are the caretakers here. So I was thinking, if I wear leather shoes and I'm very, very, very sensitive, then all of the portals, all of the meridians, all of those little sensitive sensors that are in my feet and are connected to all the cells and organs in my body, those are walking on the energy of suffering. And, you know, I've been trying to, I have some really great old leather shoes. I mean, some really great ones. Do you know what I mean? I have some sandals that are like sparkly, sparkly gold, and they have citrines on the toes. I mean, I have some hot shoes. And I am thinking of just putting them in the garbage instead of donating them to someplace, because I don't want to contribute to that suffering. Now, you may say, this is pretty picky, 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 picky. And you know what? I've gotten picky with... I was with Sharon Callahan, the renowned animal communicator, and we went to see some bunnies at this feed store, and there were some baby chicks, little tiny baby chicks that you could hold in your hand. There must have been 200 of them. And it's so fun to just listen to all of that little chirping. And in the corner, there was a little chick that was definitely dying. And two other little chicks, one at its head, one at its feet, came and spread their wings over that little dying baby chick. And you could tell they were sending love and energy to it. It was one of the most moving things I've ever seen. It brought tears to my eyes, and I really thought of how I feed chicken baby food to my cats, and that every time I open that, that's a baby chick. And so I am really asking for divine solutions to come forth for all of those things. And I'd like you to do this with me. I call forth joyous, harmonious, gentle, divine mother, violet flame solutions for every problem on earth and everywhere forever. Everywhere forever. I call forth prosperity for everyone, everywhere forever. And I want to give you a couple more prayers, if I can find them here. There are some things that came through when Sharon and I went to the Humane Society in Mount Shasta, and we felt the desperation of the animals, and we felt the desperation of the people, too. There were so many animals that didn't have a home, and it was just so sad to feel that. So I wanted to ask you to do this prayer for me, with me and with Sharon and with people around the world that are doing it. Every time I connect with or am aware of anything less than the perfect health, happiness, freedom, and divine bliss, the source of all life intended for all beings, a billion minds are awakened, and a billion beings are released forever and healed of all cause, effect, record, and memory of those conditions. A violet flame vortex of ever-expanding divine perfection is now established in place of those conditions, invincibly expanding, eternally sustained, every day creating more beauty, joy, harmony, freedom, happiness, and the abundance of every good thing. And then for the animals specifically in that shelter, and we can do it for the animals. You can do it for any animal shelter that you're thinking of, and you can do it for all animal shelters everywhere, every place that there is the Humane Society, a pound, every place. We give thanks that each of these animals is now delivered into the heart and hands and loving, gentle care of responsible, kind humans who nurture and support their happiness, well-being, and freedom, and who receive and know the precious, unique, divine gift they are. There is a perfect home for every animal and every living being, and we call them forth now, and we do give thanks, and so it is. And then I, my little kitty that I got at the Humane Society, his name is a little treasure. And he is a little treasure. He's white and he's cottony, sort of like it's sort of like bunny fur, but it's also like angel wings. And then he has a peach color tail and peach color ears and pink nose and blue eyes and pink toes. Everything about him is very pink and white. And I call him the little treasure, and he is. He's one of the sweet, he is the sweetest cat I've ever known. And I have asked that may every animal and every living being be loved, treasured, adored, appreciated, nurtured, and happy as our beloved little treasure, also known as Treasurus Angelicus. So, look at what is prosperity for you. What is prosperity for you? What would it look like if all your dreams came true and were 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible? I want to recommend that you do a process that's in, I believe it's in Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's an Abraham channeling. And the recommendation is that you get some checks that are maybe misprints or an old checking account or something, and with a register, and start on the first day of your program. You deposit $1,000 in this account, and you're just playing. You're just saying you deposit $1,000, and you have to spend it, and And then you look at what you want and you write checks for it. And you put them in your register and the next day you deposit $2,000 and then $3,000 the next day, then $4,000 the next day. And you have to spend it. Now, I played this game and I paid off all mortgages. I paid off, I started a trust fund for my grandchildren. I started giving millions of dollars away to things that I know God wants done, according to my guidance. And it finally got, it was so much money in that account that I couldn't keep track of it. I'm going to start over. I'm going to give all of that money away in that account, and then I'm going to start over. Because it was so much I couldn't count. I couldn't keep track of it. I couldn't figure out what the tithes were on it. And I recommend that you play that game because it keeps your attention on what you want. And it also shows you that after you get a certain amount of money, you know, there aren't enough $4,000 shoes in the world to satisfy you. What you really want to do is use that money to transform the quality of life on this planet. And that's what real wealth is. That's what real satisfaction is. That's what real joy is. And you came to be all that you could possibly be and give that back to God in gratitude for your beautiful life. And you came to have your dreams come true and be an example of that so you could uplift and exalt all life. You know, if you look, it's never helped you for anybody to suffer. It's never helped you for anybody to deny themselves. It's never helped you for anybody to have a headache or a disease. It's never helped anyone for people to suffer. What helps everyone is for us to claim ourselves and become what we came to be and keep that commitment. So I want to tell you there are going to be a lot of financial and prosperity masters coming up on these programs from 2 to 3 here at bbsradio.com. And right now, I would like to do a violet transmuting flame decree and I would like all of us to put everything on the altar that no longer serves and know that anything consciously or unconsciously that is gold in us. In other words, it is from the divine mind. It is unlimited and good and productive and constructive and uplifting to life. None of those things burn. Gold does not burn. This is not something that hurts. This is something that is the most powerful thing on earth and the most gentle and harmonious. In fact, the purpose of it is to harmoniously remove that which is not harmonious and replace it with that which is. That is life-affirming and uplifting and exalting. So right now, we put everything on the altar. If you'd like to visualize it, it's even more powerful, coming up from the center of the earth, up through your feet, about 9 feet in every direction, having a cylinder of this violet flame about you, and then going up through the top of your head, and then out, washing through all life on earth, and then out into the cosmos, into all universes and all life everywhere. So visualize that in wave after wave, if you will, with me now. Through the power and authority which I am by the Lord God of our being, I am that I am, as the cosmic authority of eternal freedom to the earth, we now call forth the full gathered momentum, cosmic power, pressure, and intensity of the inner essence of the violet transmuting flame, the law of forgiveness, the fire of forgiveness, the spiral blue flame of Saint Germain, the violet flame power of the violet planet, the violet flame power of the seven mighty Elohim, the violet flame power of the great, great silence, to heal and blaze, sweep and love through all of us, through our mental, emotional, etheric, and physical bodies, through our through our world of action, through all of our relationships, through our finances, through every condition in, upon, and above the earth, all life streams and life forms, consuming, dissolving, and transmuting all cause, effect, record, and memory of everything less than the perfection of God, and replacing it now with the peace and prosperity and joy and freedom, eternal youth and beauty, and all heart's desires fulfilled of every life stream and life form. And so it is, invincibly expanding and eternally sustained by the power of the great, great silence. In the name of mighty Saint Germain, in the name of our beloved I Am Presence, in the name of the ascended Jesus Christ, we accept this as permanent, whole, complete, eternal, and ever-expanding divine perfection. And so it is. Thank you for being here, for miracles happen, dreams do come true, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, women, children, and yee-haw!
BBSRadio.com. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Jamaica, an angel caught my eye. Her name was Lydia, and well worth a try. Big brown eyes and long tan legs, my island angel down. Oh, Lydia, I almost fell in love. Oh, Lydia, my angel by. Checked into the Hilton for just a day or two. If you got MasterCard and Visa, brother, there's nothing you can't.